So we have a very special guest today. So thanks for being here, Isabel.
Thanks for having me.
Now, as the title says, the pressure of getting it together by 30.
Yeah.
It is a huge topic, a very huge topic. We're just going to dive straight in what our pressures are for us, how we kind of cope with it as well,
yeah.
I think is a very important thing to touch on. Yeah. So how do you feel about your time? Well, how old are you first?
I have just turned 25. Yeah. So I turned 25 end of November. So, I think it was funny, like, you know, you turn 25, it's like your mid-20s. You know, we think back to when we were younger. I'm like, oh, by the time I'm 30, I'm going to have all these things done. By the time I'm 25, I'm going to have all these things done. It's like you get to this age and it's like, you're not where you think you are, and you can so easily like spiral and freak out, or you're like, that's okay, what can I do else? So I think for me, like when I turned 25, everyone's like, oh my god, like, you know, mid-20s, blah blah blah, like kind of making it a big deal. And I was like, I feel kind of the same. Although I was saying, like, the week after, I felt I honestly felt something shift. I felt more mature. I felt more kind of like laser focused, like tunnel vision. I was like, okay, this is what I want to achieve now. Like, I felt more that I could do those things, if that makes sense.
So a positive shift.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely. Definitely positive. Like, I think, I mean, not that we're even old, but like getting older is like epic. I think it's amazing. Mm-hmm. Got more life experiences. You got more money, hopefully. You got better connections around you. Like, the older you get, the more people you know. So it's like, I'm such an advocate for it. I think it's amazing. And people our age, like, we get so scared. Like, you know, I've got friends who are a little bit younger than me. They're like, oh my God, I'm going to be, you know, this age soon. I'm like, it's amazing. It's exciting.
Yeah.
So I guess coming back to like the whole focus, like talking about pressures, it's like we think we have a certain idea of where we're going to be at that age. And like, we just have to realize that's not realistic all the time.
No.
Because when we're kids, we live in a fantasy world.
Oh yeah.
And we think by 25, I'm going to be married. I'm going to have three kids. I'm going to be in a house. It's like, I'm far from any of those things.
Yeah.
And I'm thriving. Like, I'm fine where I am right now. So it's a wild time, I think.
Yeah.
You know, it's, and you just have to coast and do your best. And I mean, I feel like we're going to talk about so many different things in this episode, but I think it's just not getting too caught up in the idea that you thought you had of yourself. Like, that's the biggest thing that I've realized. Yeah. Being okay with pivoting. I think pivoting is powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And being okay with like your interest changing and breaking up and losing friends or changing a career path, like, embrace it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that is the most perfect way to put your 20s. Definitely.
Exactly. Definitely. Exactly.
So when you consider your 20s, when you see other people, you see your friends, your family, what do you think the biggest struggles for women in their 20s are?
Oh my God.
There's so many.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, obviously comparison is the biggest thing. I think, you know, having it all together, having the quote unquote perfect relationship, having the successful career, having your degree, having the amazing group of girlfriends, going on the trips, like, it's, you think you need to be constantly be like ticking off boxes.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's like, you know, having a great body, having nice makeup, having good skincare, like having nice hair, like
literally it doesn't everything.
End. It doesn't
having
end.
Everything.
And it's like, you kind of have to step away. And I guess the main kind of thing that comes to my mind is like, you know, the people around you, like your friends, your cousins, your, just the people who you kind of grow up with. It's like seeing what they're doing and then you being like, I'm not at that level, but being okay with that. And it's like, that's fine. Like, I think, you know, our episode that we did on my podcast, all about relationships, like, I look at most of my siblings, my cousins, they're all in relationships, and it's like, I'm proud of myself that I don't feel the pressure to be in one, like, at all. But like, I can so easily see how people would see that and feel bad, like, oh, I'm not, I haven't like achieved something because everyone around me is in that relationship and I'm not. So does that kind of answer the question?
Yes, I think so. And look, I think it's so important when you do feel this pressure, where is it coming from?
That's
where
so
is
good,
it coming
actually,
from?
Yeah.
And I love what you said about your friends, your cousins, everyone being in a relationship and you not feeling pressure to be. And like, is that because you're happy? You're really happy where you are?
Yeah, because you have to own it and you have to be like, that's not my truth. That's not my path.
Yeah.
You know, that's not where I'm supposed to be right now. Like, yeah, they're close to me, they're related to me, they're my friend, whatever it is, but like, that's not me. And it's like, it's owning that. And as soon as you own that, you have fun with that and you like, you just become more confident because you're like, this is my story, this is what I'm doing, you know?
Definitely.
Yeah. So what type of pressures do you feel that are like really like apparent in your current day?
So, look, there are many, like everything that you touched on before. I think there are just so many pressures, and it's a never ending list.
Yeah.
And I think some things that really resonate with me is having a family, is definitely having children and marriage and buying a house, having a good car and a good career. It's definitely a lot of pressure for someone in their 20s to feel all of those things.
Yeah.
And I think you have to really question what resonates with you, what is important to you, as in your values and your morals and where you actually do want to go in life. And I know for me that revolves a lot around children and a healthy relationship. So it's definitely easy, you know, when you're seeing everyone on social media having babies and getting pregnant and getting engaged. It's hard not to compare yourself. Yeah. It is really, really hard.
Yeah, so true.
But I think there's so much strength in knowing that, you know, this is what you want in your heart. Mm. And every time I have this conversation with one of my friends, I always say that there's a time for everything. Everyone gets their time for all of the special things
really
in their
good.
Life. And you don't have to compare it to where someone else is at now, because you will get what you want if that is what you're working towards. Mm. And I think there's so much strength in knowing what you want so young.
Yeah,
and 20s is young. Like knowing what you want is such a good thing, because it gives you so much time to research and save your money and invest and just invest all of this time and effort into getting where you want to go.
Yeah.
And I think people think 20s is old, you know, when you're 25 or when you're 27, it's old, but that is, so young.
I think I'm kind of keen to be 30. I think life really begins at 30.
Oh yeah.
You know, I'm like 30s and you're 21 because you've got so much experience, hopefully more money, a really amazing career. Like you're just a little bit more into your life.
Yeah.
So like, I'm excited.
And I think it should be something that people embrace, their 30s.
Yeah, definitely.
Your 20s is kind of where you're figuring...
You're making mistakes.
Yeah, you're figuring things out.
You are making mistakes constantly.
Yeah.
And it's like, you just have to learn and just keep going. And I think, like you said before, like we see things online and we compare, and it's like that sense of like feeling FOMO, like, I'm missing out because so-and-so is doing this. It's like what's meant for you is never going to pass you by.
Yeah.
If you are desperate to get engaged and it hasn't happened yet, like your time will come. Like if you
want it,
it's going to happen. It's just not right now. And don't compare yourself and think that you need to just because so-and-so is doing that. Or like, you know, same with starting degrees. Like maybe you haven't even gone to uni yet and you're in your mid-20s. Like you haven't missed the boat. You know, you can pivot. You can go back to uni if you're working full time. It's like it's never too late.
Yeah.
And I think so many times people put things off later. And like I always tell myself later becomes never, like no matter how small or big. Like I was procrastinating changing my sheets. I'm like tomorrow. I'm like, no, tomorrow's not going to happen.
Just
like,
do it now.
Exactly. Like it doesn't matter the extent of what it is. And it's like the only thing you're going to regret is not doing it sooner.
Yeah.
You just have to start now. You just have to start somewhere, which is what my messaging is all about. Like you just have to start.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that.
Let's get into the juicy stuff.
Feeling that pressure was something that I really struggled with last year, especially throughout lockdown. The last 2 years have been hard, not just for me, but like for everyone in general, I think. And you actually posted a quote the other day and I'm going to read it. It says, "Darling, you haven't wasted any time. You're only just getting started. What you think is the end is actually just the beginning." And I feel like that resonates so much to your 30s. Turning 30 and your life just starting. And I think not even just at 30 or 20, but at 40, at 50, at 60, there are so many chances to do everything that you want. And I was really in that stage last year where I felt that pressure. I thought I was wasting my time. And the stage of life I was really in was traveling. I really wanted to travel. I was only just getting started with that. And, you know, that soon got taken away, obvious reasons. And yeah, I felt lost. I did. I felt I was lost. I felt, what can I do now? Like, what do I do? And I think that's something that resonates with so many people is if you're not doing what you want, you're wasting time.
Yes, I know, right? Like that quote just said, like, nothing is a waste of time because you're learning something. I mean, if you choose to learn something, you always are.
I definitely think that every stage of life is so important for different reasons. And what I really learned last year when I couldn't do what I wanted, right? So all of the things that I wanted to do were external things. It was traveling and experiences and making friends, all of these wonderful things. I couldn't do. Mm-hmm. And I was actually forced to look internally and really question, why do I want to do that? What is going on inside me that makes me think that's what I should do with my life? Yeah,
interesting. Good old COVID making us look inside.
Yes. But I also look back and think that that was such an important time in my life.
Yeah, because so crucial.
Without actually going internally, this podcast would not be here. I wouldn't be doing YouTube. See? We wouldn't be sitting here today. And I feel like that time so in my life served a purpose. Yeah. It really did.
Yeah.
And times like that, when you can't actually do what you want, it's an opportunity to question. It's an opportunity to look inward and really consider what you want out of life and what's stopping you from doing the things that you want.
That's so good. That's so good. I guess like for me as well, I've had like, I don't want to say bad luck, but just in terms of finding work and like something that's really stable in Adelaide has been found to be very hard in what I'm looking for. I think I just keep coming across these small businesses that are just really not fulfilling me. And it's like, I keep looking back and I'm like, no, like it wasn't a waste of time because I mean, I've learned lots of new skills. I've met new people. I've networked. I've become so much more like sure of myself and what I have to offer. And it's like, that can so easily look like 2 years of just wasting time, kind of floating around, never like really being satisfied in a career. Or I can look at that as like, I've got so much experience. I know so much what I want to kind of hone down in terms of marketing. And now I'm able to create like a clearer kind of direction to where I want to go. But I so easily could look back and just be like negative and be hard on myself and be like, I'm just wasting my life. What am I doing? So it's just your perspective.
Yeah, I really agree with that. And you know, in terms of travel and having this picture, not even just with travel, but in anything in general, whatever your direction of life is, I think it's important that that can change at any time. It's so important to know that anything can change at any moment. And
to be open to change.
Yeah, to be really open to it. And I think that comes from working on yourself internally, secure as a person and your vision for life and with your goals and everything. And I think there is so much pressure to get it figured out in your 20s, but realistically you have 50, 60, 70 years left and there is just so much time to do all of the things that you want.
Yeah.
And I definitely learned that last year when I had to redirect my purpose and redirect what I was feeling. And because that vision was forced to change, with focusing on those internal things, I shifted my mindset and I actually had to look at other things that I wanted to achieve in life, because before these restrictions came in, I never thought about that much. I always thought about the next 5 years of my life and what they would look like. And a lot of that only involved traveling. And now that life is redirected, it's important to consider other avenues.
Yeah.
Not just have one thing. And you know, we all know the saying, don't put all your eggs in one basket.
No, it
is so true.
Yeah.
Because things can just change at any time.
Yeah.
And I think you have to figure out what your core values are and multiple avenues that you can fulfill them.
Yeah. And I really like resonate with the whole travel thing as well. Like ever since I was a kid, I always just saw myself traveling Europe for like, you know, 3, 4, 5 months. And it's like, even before COVID, I had a trip planned in 2019 that got canceled for different reasons. And obviously had a trip in 2020 that got canceled. And it's like, I have to keep pivoting. I'm like, okay, I'm not going to fulfill my European dream yet. Like I can't stop. What else can I do? So now I'm like, okay, I'm going to focus more on my career. I'm going to get other stuff going. But then like I shared just before, like I'm still haven't really found my place in, you know, the marketing world in Adelaide per se. So I'm like, okay, how can I pivot here? Maybe I can go into state looking at jobs there. And like in the time being, I'm focusing more on my business. I do coaching as well. I have my podcast. I'm like, what else can I do in the meantime? And it's pivoting. And it's like, kind of just like celebrating the time you're in, even if it's not what you want it to be, even if it's not how you perfectly imagine glitz and glamour, like if it's, you know, it's just not perfect, but you're still rolling with it.
Yeah, exactly. And I think it's so much more important to do something than nothing.
Yeah.
So your focus gets redirected and it's so important to not just sit there and do nothing and wait for that day that you can do those things again.
Yeah.
You know, you have to do something in the meantime. Yep. And especially considering travel, it's been 2 years now, right? So imagine if you were sitting here not doing anything at all.
That's so true.
There has to be something you enjoy. There has to be something you can do, some kind of value that you have that you can get through another avenue. And the whole thing with traveling with me is that I love to volunteer. I really loved helping in third world communities and really making that difference. And I was so lost for a year because I couldn't do that. And that is how Get That Glow started.
You know, you've got this time to kind of think, okay, what else can I redirect my time, my resources to? And it's like figuring out, okay, what do I want my life to look like now? And then what can I do right now to get me to that point?
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. If that is your goal, if that's something that you want to do, it doesn't have to stop forever. It's not putting it on hold forever and never doing it. But you can figure out what steps you can take to get that dream when it's available again, right? Yeah. So if you want to go on your big European holiday, save money, work a lot so you can put money away, plan exactly where you want to go. You can invest so much more time into finding what's in that country, like what you can do there, where you want to eat. Yeah, there's just so much beauty in, like I was saying before, knowing what you want to do because there are so many avenues you can take.
Yeah, and celebrating having that extra time to do stuff. Like, yeah, I've got my Europe fund just sitting there and it's like, it's there, it's waiting. And it's like you said, it's like now whenever it's going to happen, like it just means I have more time to save, I have more time to research, maybe I'll find different people to go with, like who knows. And it's just being okay, like we always hear everything happens for a reason. It's just like being okay with that and then looking and be like, cool, I'm granted this time now to pivot and to do something else. Like what else can I do with my time? Did you find like you kind of lent towards something else since not being able to travel?
Yeah, definitely. So with focusing that time on looking inward and figuring out what I wanted to do, I really connected more with my creative side. And especially in times of COVID where a lot of people are losing their jobs and things like that, it's so important to save money and be frugal with what you do have. And through that, I found minimalism. I'm actually reading a book on that at the moment and it's called Love People, Use Things by the Minimalists. And yeah, it just really teaches you, I guess, how to live a more authentic lifestyle with only things that you need instead of buying things that you don't. Just because the message in this generation is that, you know, you have to spend your money when you get it. You have to live week to week with your paycheck and you don't have to do that. And I think that's so important in achieving those bigger goals. So yeah, I've just been really focusing on saving money and making sure my internal state is just really balanced, really calm and fulfilled with the little things that happen every day, so that when these big life goals happen for me, that I'm ready. I'm ready to accept them into my life and really be present and soak it all in by making sure that I'm making the most of my life now, doing those little things that get me closer to who I want to be. So in what areas of your life do you feel the most pressure? Do you notice that it comes from you or it comes from social media or other people? Where do you feel it the most?
I feel like it kind of comes from everywhere, to be honest. I truly feel like it's who you surround yourself by. So for example, like when I was in a 9-to-5 kind of corporate world, like obviously the people I was with most of the time reflected that. And it's like you feel the pressure around them to be, you know, looking the same, driving similar cars, having, you know, starting to look at houses, like that kind of thing. Whereas you take yourself away from that and maybe you're hanging around with friends who are still at uni and they have different pressures. And it's like, I feel like it really depends where you're at in your life and who you surround yourself by, if that kind of makes sense.
Definitely.
Yeah. And then, I mean, like I said before, like I don't really feel, I mean, obviously I'm a human, we all do to an extent, but I don't really feel pressure from other people because I've worked so hard on myself to not let it get to me. Like I don't feel pressure from my family to like settle down or get married or have babies. I don't feel the pressure to have a certain kind of like thriving career. Like I put my energy where I want it to go. And it's kind of, I guess, more pressure from myself. Like, I think I am quite hard on myself. I do always want to be achieving something. And if I'm not, I feel the most pressure from myself. But I guess that then comes from not so much comparing myself to others, but I can see how that would be a thing. But it's more so comparing myself to, for example, myself last year. If I'm in the same position as I was last year, I'll get really upset about that. Or comparing myself to how I thought I would be. So I guess I'm my own biggest
critic.
Yeah. but also my own biggest cheerleader. So it's a constant like battle, mm-hmm. you know, like if I do, I went for a run this morning and that's so new to me. So I was like, mm-hmm. yes, like go off. Like I did that. Like that's mm-hmm. amazing. But then other times I'm like, oh, I'm not achieving X, Y, Z. Like I'm so mm-hmm. hard on myself. And then I guess like, of course, it's hard not to mention social media, like with comparing. Mm. And it's like, we only see the glitz and glamour. We only see the highs, like people who have startups, like, you know, even podcasts like this, like we don't show the struggles, like the grinding, the mm-hmm. hustling for like the 2+ years where there's not getting the results we wanted to get. And then eventually it blows up mm-hmm. and it's like someone will come across that on social media and say, oh, Bella's got this. Like she, mm. it looks so easy. She's so lucky. But it's like, you don't see all the hard work yeah. that's gone on behind the scenes. Yeah,
I agree.
And we just get so caught up in like the fanciness and Instagram and the highlights. And like, I know this is just like everyone speaks this, but it's like, you just truly have to remind yourself, like you only see the highs of someone's mm-hmm. life. Like you're only going to put up an Insta story if you're feeling yourself, if you're out with all your friends, if you're eating something amazing. Yeah. You're not going to jump on when you're feeling shit, when you've, you know, your friends have canceled on you, when you're just mm-hmm. like, when you're just not feeling yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, I think like we shared before, it's knowing what you want and like working towards that. And I feel like a lot of us are our own biggest critics.
Yeah.
But it's definitely. Like just focus on comparing yourself to yourself, not to other people. Mm-hmm. Because that way you can outdo yourself and it's like you're proud of yourself. Then you can become your biggest cheerleader. Mm-hmm. Opposed to me thinking, I need to outdo so and so and that's gonna boost my ego and make mm-hmm. me feel better about myself.
Yeah.
And that's just toxic.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's, you know, everything's an opposite. Our biggest cheerleaders, our biggest critics. It's just mm-hmm. trying to roll with it the best we can.
Yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. definitely. And I think that's so true about people sharing their life on Instagram. Yeah. You don't see the struggles that go on behind the scenes. You don't see what they've done to get there. And I think it's also so important to know that if someone else is succeeding, it doesn't mm-hmm. mean you're failing. And yeah. I think so many people have that mindset that if someone else is doing something, they're better than you or they're yeah. further ahead in life than you. And you just never know what's going on behind closed doors. They might have had to sacrifice something else to get there. If someone yeah. has a family, they might have had to sacrifice a marriage.
Yeah.
If someone has a marriage, they might have had to sacrifice a career. So yeah, there's just no way you can have it all at the same time.
Yeah.
And I think it's really important that when you see other people achieving things, you cheer them on, you be happy yeah. for them, because you will get your time.
Yeah.
You really will get your time. Yeah. And there's a plan in store for you. Yeah. And if you focus on it, if you work hard, you will get to where you want to go. You just need to figure out what that is.
Yeah. And I think as soon as we start to see someone else get all the successes that we want and we can't be happy for them, that's coming from scarcity. Mm-hmm. And like, there's enough to go around. You can be successful and I can be successful. Mm-hmm. Like just because one isn't doesn't mean the other person can't.
Yeah.
And it's like you need to come from that mindset of like abundance, and there's like so much to go mm-hmm. around for everybody.
Yeah, I agree. And I actually did a podcast on this a while ago of how you can actually use jealousy to your advantage. And I think it's so important because jealousy is a natural emotion. You're yeah. going to feel it at
every
some point.
Human feels it.
And I think it's so important to look at the things you feel jealous about and question where they're coming from. And I think for me, in the instance of seeing people getting engaged and seeing people having babies, that's something that's really close to my heart, and I really want that in life. But instead of choosing to look at it as, oh, she has what I want, I'm really jealous of her, and not liking that person or belittling them,
mm-hmm.
I look at it and go, wow, I can't wait to have that yeah. one day. I'll save that Instagram photo and I'll use it for my kids when I have my kids.
Yeah.
So instead of looking at it in this bad light and in this negative jealousy and comparison, it's so important to look at it in a healthy way,
yeah.
and figure out, you know, what you're lacking in your life mm-hmm. and where you can use that to your advantage.
I love that. I think that's so powerful. It's like we get so caught up and we think, yeah, we see someone else's success and we may be jealous without even realizing, or we don't want to be jealous, but we are.
Yeah.
And it's like using that in a positive light. Mm-hmm. That's really powerful. I like that.
Where you feel the pressure in your life, how do you deal with that?
For me, talking to my friends, mm-hmm. You know, sometimes talking it out, first of all, you get it out of your head, you're able to kind of see it for what it is, and then you have that support. I mean, only, you know, talking to people that you know have your best interest mm-hmm. at heart, and they're then able to give their piece of advice, you know, from their point of view, and then them as well knowing you. And I just find it so interesting, like, you know, to hearing what other people have to say, but then I always remind myself, like, don't think you always need to take people's advice just because you love them, just because yeah, they love you. Exactly. It's like, and what I tell myself is like, don't take someone's advice unless they're in a position that you want to be in, or unless mm-hmm. they've been in your position.
Yeah.
That's just me anyway, because like, you know, for instance, when I was kind of struggling with what to do with my career, I reached out to a couple of my friends, and they're a little bit older. They're in like 29 and 30, and like hearing their perspective from a career standpoint, like I really valued that because they've been through what I've been through.
Yeah.
And they gave such a different perspective opposed to my friends who are in their careers, or maybe they're a little bit younger than me. So for me, it's always reaching out. I feel so much better. I get so caught up in my head sometimes otherwise. Mm-hmm. I'm just like back and forth. I'm just like going down this spiral. But as soon as I talk to somebody, I just feel like people are in it with me. Like we're in mm-hmm. it together, you know? Yeah. Yes, it's my problem, but I have people supporting me. Yeah. And then I'm able to kind of see clearly what the next step can be. And like one of my friends, she's like, you just have to figure out what it is that you want. I'm like, that's so clear. How didn't I realize that? I'm mm-hmm. like, how do you do that? And it was just such a simple answer, but because I was just so caught up in the pressure, mm-hmm. I couldn't see clearly. Mm-hmm. It was just so fuzzy. Mm-hmm. So talk it out with your friends is my biggest advice.
Yeah, definitely. And I think when you're anxious or overthinking things in your head, it is so important to get it out, whether that's through journaling or through
meditating,
chatting to your friends. It's just important to let it out, because mm-hmm. sometimes until you do let it out, you don't know those next steps. Yeah. So yeah, you really have to figure that out before you can move forward.
I am just such a biggest believer as well. Like what you're looking for is right in front of you. Mm-hmm. You just sometimes can't even see it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you sometimes need to take a step away. You need to slow down to speed up. You just really, just need to take yourself out of the equation, take a day off from social media, just like clock off, and then just something will come to you as soon as you just step yourself out of the situation.
Yeah. And I think meditating is also really great for that, mm-hmm. because I mean, in my case anyway, when I meditate, I am so much more aware of what I'm thinking. Yeah. I'm aware of what's going on. True. And you just see things that you didn't see before. So I think that's a really great way of really coping with that pressure and figuring out what's going on in your head.
Yeah. And I think as well, like being open, I used to be, I mean, obviously I still am at times, but such a black and white thinker, thinking like you can only get one or the other basically, or mm-hmm. if something happens and if that happens again, you're going to get the same response. And it's like the world isn't like that, and it's being open to something else coming into your life that you maybe never thought possible, mm-hmm. and rolling with that and being okay with that. And sometimes it can feel scary. You're like, oh, this is not what I think I wanted, like it feels a bit foreign. But it's mm-hmm. like the more you roll with that, you may fall in love with it, you may love that idea.
Mm-hmm.
So it's being open to new ideas coming into your life. Mm-hmm. And that kind of I feel that takes the pressure off, because there's not just either A or B you need to like achieve. Yeah. There's like a whole alphabet out there. Like, there's so much more.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's being open as well.
Mm-hmm.
How would you say meditation mostly helps you?
Yeah, I think meditating and journaling really, really helped me cope with the pressures. Journaling is just a great avenue for anything, really.
Yeah, but I love journaling.
Definitely just getting out all your anxieties about the pressures you're feeling, why you're feeling it. And I think journal prompts can really help in these circumstances as mm-hmm. well.
Yeah.
Just really going inward and asking yourself questions of why exactly you feel the way that you do.
Yeah. Yeah, and really just getting curious with yourself.
Yeah.
Do you journal every single day?
I do. At the moment, I'm trying to. Yeah. It's one of my monthly goals at the moment. Oh, nice. And I've journaled every day but two.
Okay.
So yeah, I'm getting there. It's a process to make it a habit. I notice when I do, I am so much happier.
Yeah. Do you use prompts in your journal, or you just kind of free flow?
I do. So at the moment, I am doing three things I'm grateful for every day and three things I'm proud of myself for.
Love that.
Yeah. So that's majority of my journaling at the moment. And then other than that, I just say what's happened in my day, or if I'm feeling anxious about anything. And it's just been a really great way to clear my thoughts and clear a lot of that anxiety that I feel.
I love journaling as well. I do it. Yeah. I try and do it most days. And like sometimes if I am feeling confused, I just start writing and like I just ask myself a question. And then, you know, sometimes I get nothing for like a bit and I feel like, oh, this isn't working. But then it's like something just comes into my mind and then I just like free flow. And then I'm like, oh, there's the answer.
Yeah.
Exactly. So I'm so passionate about journaling.
Mm-hmm.
It's the best.
Another thing that helps me is staying off of social media. Mm-hmm. I find when you're on it, you're exposed to everything. You've got people that have kids, the engagements, the babies, the careers, there's everything. And sometimes even if that's not what you want, it's on your feed and you definitely feel that pressure. Mm-hmm. So I notice when I'm on Instagram, I feel that pressure a lot more. Mm-hmm. So I really try and like limit my screen time daily and just stay off it as much as I can to eliminate that pressure.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I think that's really good. And like being okay with maybe unfollowing or muting accounts that like aren't really serving you or fulfilling you.
Yeah.
And if they're constantly like making you question your own self-worth, they're making you question where you're at in your life, like hit mute. Yeah. Unfollow.
Yeah.
I'm such an advocate for that because it's like contributing to your quality of life, whether you realize it or not, mm-hmm. like seeing those accounts all the time.
So how do you know if the expectations you're setting for yourself are realistic?
Oh, I think like for me, I'm not somebody who like aggressively has like a 5-year plan to a T. Yeah. I have a general idea. I'm very open and okay with pivoting. I think I really just kind of set the mood and tone for, you know, the month, the next 6 months, the year, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And then I think about what it is I want to achieve and then kind of like keep fine tuning it more and more. Mm-hmm. And then I guess to make it realistic, what I do as well, I guess what I'm getting back into also is, you know, each week, like constantly improving basically. And I do this thing, I call it stop, start, stay. And like every Sunday night, I think, okay, I look back on the week just gone. And like, I always want to be improving. Like, mm-hmm. you know, I'm sure we all do at the end of the day. And I'm like, what do I need to stop doing in my life? What do I need to start doing? And what can I stay doing that's like going to help me get on track to my goals? Mm-hmm. And I think like, okay, what is that I want to achieve right now? And, you know, I get really clear. Like, do I want to focus more on my podcast? Do I want to start applying for different jobs? Do I want to move interstate? Like, I just think, what are the clear things I want? And then what do I need to stop, start and stay to get me closer to that?
Yeah.
Because I feel like setting a 5-year goal, like I'm all for that as well, but it can mm-hmm. feel really daunting if you're not used to mm-hmm. it. You know, it's like if 20-year-old me was here, like I probably would not think I would be where I was today because I was in a different time back then. I was in a mm-hmm. relationship. I was a different person. I wasn't into mindfulness or personal development. I was just so different. So like it's been okay with having a different outcome. But I think mm-hmm. as long as you have like a semi-clear vision every week, you're going to get closer and closer.
Yeah.
You know, that result is just going to continue to double and double.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the way that you set realistic?
So I am definitely a 5-year goal person, but with that comes challenges. Mm-hmm. And you never know where you're going to be in 5 years time. You never know how you're going to feel or what you're going to want. And it might be different to what you want today.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's really important to evaluate your goals regularly.
Yeah.
And if you have these big goals in the future, you need to be willing to do weekly and monthly steps to get there.
Yeah.
Because if you just have this goal of buying a house in 5 years, but you're not saving now, you're not going to get there. So I think those weekly and monthly goals are definitely more important than that bigger picture. It's good if you know what it is, but you can't plan for when it's going to happen. There are so many factors as to what you achieve and when.
So
I think with saying that, it's also important to know that you don't have to do things by a certain time limit. It doesn't have to be a certain age. I think it should be a feeling. How you feel should dictate what you do. You shouldn't have a child because you're 28. You should have one because you're ready, because you want to and you're in love and you think it's going to be a good decision. So I think you can plan all you want, but sometimes it just doesn't work out. And you need to be open to accepting if that's not the case.
I feel like that's been such a main thing we've said, is just like being open
mm-hmm.
And not getting... I mean, we're talking about pressure, so like just doing your best to dodge the pressures really and just cope with them.
I think it's so important to understand that your life doesn't end when your 20s does, and there's so many things you can do after that. Mm-hmm. If your career isn't your focus now or kids isn't your focus now, you can do it later. You can do it after you turn 30. And I think that's why it's so important to pick just a few, maybe one or two or three goals that you achieve in your 20s, and they have to be the most important things to you. And everything else can kind of fall into place around that.
Yeah, I love that. I love that so much.
So what do you think is the most important takeaway from this episode for everyone listening?
I think it's being open and being non-judgmental to yourself and just not judging what comes up, not judging if you do pivot, if you do change your direction, and flowing with it, honestly. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, we're in this life, we make mistakes. Being okay with making mistakes, never looking at things with regret and just looking back at what lesson can I learn from this? Okay, maybe this job didn't work. Yes, it looks like I wasted a bit of like a few months of my life, but what did I learn from that? Mm-hmm. Or from this relationship or this friendship or any other thing that like you're going through in your 20s, just mm-hmm. constantly be learning and improving. Yeah, is my biggest tip.
Yeah, I agree.
What's something you would say?
I think just knowing that in time, no matter when that time is, you will get what you want.
Yeah.
It will happen for mm-hmm. you. And I think there's so much comfort in knowing that if you never give up, mm-hmm. you will get there.
Yeah.
And
just like trusting that it's going to find you when the time is right. And like what's meant for you is never going to pass you by.
Yeah.
And like, as soon as you have that like faith and belief that it's going to find you, you can just focus on living your best life, on being your happier self,
yeah.
doing things that fulfill you.
Mm.